1 o'clock hour, Chase, Willie, D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Chase McCabe, Willie Donick, and Derek Mason. We'll get you the winner for Ask D-Mace because we got a lot to wade through. A lot of good questions coming in. But right now we say hello to TSU head football coach Eddie George, who's on the line with us. Coach, how you doing?
I am doing outstanding. How you guys doing today?
We're doing fantastic. So right before you come on, we do a segment with Derek where we let everybody ask him questions, and it can be about football, about life, I mean, all sorts of things. But it kind of transitioned into one that somebody asked him who his favorite teammate was. Naturally, he said Eddie George, which, you know, was right.
right on cue.
he said, no, that was a hard question for him to answer because he played with so many. So I asked him the same thing I'm going to ask you. Who was someone that taught you something that you will never forget, whether it applied to football or life?
Wow, man. A teammate or just in general?
A teammate.
I would say my rookie year, there were two, actually. Mel Gray, who was like an older returner that we acquired from the Detroit Lions, and Ronnie Harmon. They both kind of took me under their wing and, you know, talked to me about just about being a professional in the league and how to take care of my body, take care of my finances, things to think about, you know, just to be independent. And they were in the league maybe, you know, Ronnie was in the league at around that time, about, I think, 13 years, another 12-year career with Mel Gray. And, you know, just being up under those guys in terms of how to work and how to handle myself off the field was beneficial for me. So it was two of them, Ronnie Harmon and Mel Gray.
Very, very cool. So looking at your football team, you get your first win against Bethune-Cookman, and then you turn around and start OVC play at Tennessee Tech and get your second win. But to be 1-0 in the conference, what's the confidence been like for your club this week now that you've won two in a row?
Well, you know, winning breeds confidence. And that's kind of how we feel around here, is that, you know, we're seeing the hard work pay off for us. You know, we went through a lot, suffered some tough losses in September, and we found out a lot about ourselves in terms of how we handle adversity, and we had to work through that. And to have two wins under our belt right now, 1-0 in the conference, is a tremendous booster for us, but by any means we have not arrived. We feel like our best football is ahead of us, and we can continue to grow toward being a dominant team. That's what our goal is, to be a dominant football team in all three phases. And we're starting to show glimpses of that here and there. We're still inconsistent in a lot of different areas. But the fact that we're now seeing that, hey, this works. You know, what we're coaching is working. What we're saying is working. And they're starting to breed off some wins. And guys are starting to really believe and take ownership of it. So it's really exciting to see that.
Now, Coach, your team, you understand from a defensive standpoint that the most important down, or offensive standpoint, the most important down is third down, because you get to extend your drive. But your defense held Tennessee Tech to 4-14. You had to be proud of your defense for that stat.
Yes, Derek. You know, coming into the game, Tennessee Tech was the top 40 offense in the country. They were putting up points. They were able to move the ball in a balanced way, you know, in the air and on the ground. You look at the previous opponents. So to hold that team to, I guess we said the stat was like 4-for-14 or something like that on third downs, was big for us. You know, we had to win on first and second down. And we sustained that for roughly three quarters, but then, you know, you get a little complacent, you get comfortable in the fourth quarter, and we gave up some bigger runs, and we almost found ourselves in another dogfight toward the tail end, because, you know, we were lapsing in concentration and focus, and, you know, you hold on to a lead, you tend to get comfortable, but that's not a mark of a killer instinct team. So I'm excited to see us play that way. certainly when it counted, but we've had to learn to finish on a lot of those drives and get off the field under those circumstances.
And coach, I know that, you know, toward the end of that game, you want to go into the game and you want to finish the game on a good note and whatnot. But sometimes, you know, finishing a game and playing that perfect game that you want to play, sometimes players look at it and say, we don't need to do anything else to get better. We're there. But for you to point out, you know, as a head coach, listen, we were controlling that game, but toward the end now, because of our complacency, we allowed them to sort of feel as if they can get back into the game. Is that what you've been preaching to them this week heading into the Eastern Illinois game?
Yes, that's exactly what I've been preaching this week is, you know, which team is going to show up. You know, when we play complementary football, when we trust each other, when we are disciplined and we're doing things the right way, we're doing our job, good things happen for us. It's when we do things that are selfish, we tend to fall back into some old habits that no longer serve us, and that's where we kind of get in trouble. And my point is this, you know, there'll come a time when you have got to close the coffin on one of these teams, and if you continue to play that way, a team of note will come back and win. And that's a part of it. So it's not about, you know, taking your foot up the gas pedal and enjoying, you know, the scenes and sights and hanging out with your friends and dancing on the sideline. Nah, you know, we're in this thing and we're looking to make a statement until the clock hits zero. And if we win, you know, we'll celebrate. But there's always something you can extract from a win and a loss as a teaching point in terms of excellence and playing championship football. And that's the difference. It's not just winning the game. It's how you close the game. It's how you approach your work. It's how you finish. Because it's tough to go through losses, Derek, and you know this, but it's also tough for teams to handle success. And we haven't had a lot of that. We won two ball games. So we've got to learn how to handle success and continue to build and grow through our wins as well.
Talking to Eddie George, and Eddie, Eastern Illinois has got a really interesting history. Of course, a lot of people can remember Tony Romo, but that's a program that's had success over the years. The late Mike Heimerdinger, an Eastern Illinois alum. Just a little note there for some people. But give us this year's version of Eastern Illinois. What's the matchup look like?
Well, it's under new head coach Chris Wilkerson. He's done a phenomenal job of steering the ship in the right direction for Eastern Illinois. They're scoring a lot more points than they have since last year. Even in their losses, it's close. They played Northern Illinois early this year, and it was a 27-34 loss. They scored another 20 points against Chattanooga. They beat Murray State. They beat Northwestern. They went into overtime against Lindenwood, scoring another 34 points. And this is a team that's teetering on success. I mean, they're a lot like we were. They're built for toughness. They have a lot of Chicago kids or Illinois kids on their roster, and that's that Midwestern toughness that we're expecting to see. Philosophically speaking, they run the ball. I mean, that's what they do. And they have two quarterbacks that they rely on, two solid quarterbacks. One's more of a thrower, the other one's more of a runner. And it's tough to get off the field, I mean, because they rely on a tough-nosed, smash-mouth, run-arm offense. And defensively, they're solid across the board. They have an outstanding pass rusher and a stopper, a defensive plug in terms of the three technique that does a good job of being disruptive in the run and the pass. And it's going to take for us to play a clean game and not turn the ball over and to manufacture our runs in terms of staying ahead of the chains and trying to win the time of possession. So that's kind of how they're built, similar to what we're trying to do here, and they're a very dangerous football team. They're also 1-0 in the conference.
Eddie, before we let you go, just an overall observation of the NFL, just your thoughts. So many of these games are so close. I think I saw a stat, I was watching the Broncos Monday night, like every one of their games has been within 3 points in the fourth quarter. The last three Titans wins, all very tight, go right down to the last possession. When you know the game's going to be like that in this league, it's all set up with the parity, how do you think about just trying to do all of the little things, all those details that can be the difference when you know the game's going to be so tight?
Right. I read somewhere where Ed Reed was talking about that, you know, doing all the little things right. And not on the football field, because you can't compartmentalize your behavior. Who you are on the field is who you are off the field. And that's even in the locker room. He talked about how, you know, keeping the locker room clean and not relying on anybody else to do it. He says the trash can is 2 feet away from where you cut your tape off, you know, or where the towels are. So it's all those little things that make a difference in your approach in everyday life. It may seem like for somebody on the outside looking in, like, oh, that's a bunch of, you know, BS and doesn't do anything, but it does in terms of your preparation. How often are you watching film? How much study film study are you doing on a daily basis? Your extra recovery time, your extra sleep, and not drinking alcohol. I mean, all of those things compound and add up to a winning culture. So yes, you're seeing that right now, but it's all the things you don't see, you know, Monday through Sunday that people don't account for where it adds up. Those little things matter in terms of the culture you're trying to build and how you're operating on a day-to-day basis for you personally speaking, too.
He's Eddie George, the head coach at TSU. Appreciate the time as always, Eddie. Good luck against Eastern Illinois this week, and also we'll see you Monday night at 6 and Peabody for the Eddie George Show at 6. Going to be fun.